With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. No charges against the former national president of Unifor. Toronto police have wrapped up their investigation now. Last year, the Financial Crimes Unit looked into allegations Jerry Diaz accepted kickback payments from a supplier of COVID-19 rapid tests. The Canadian Press says the union has also dropped a hearing for violating its code of ethics. An air show planned for Leamington this summer has been canceled. Organizers say there were just too many logistical challenges and they couldn't get the sponsors they needed. They're working on next year now. If you bought a ticket, you can transfer it to next year or get a full refund. Windsor Mayor Drew Dilkins is very worried Stellantis will decide to move its module plant to the U.S. Stellantis says the feds promised to match supports in the Inflation Reduction Act.
That promise caused the company to move forward with construction. The construction that you see is the module portion of the business. And now that there is word that the module portion is in jeopardy, certainly that becomes very, very problematic because this is a fully vertically integrated system that's being built in Windsor.
A couple of days ago, it was said a deal was imminent, but so far one hasn't been announced. Drew Dilkins fears if the module plant goes stateside, research and development jobs will be next. Nobody hurt, but firefighters were called to three fires yesterday, two in Windsor and one in Amazon. A house went up in flames on Richmond Street near George in Amherstburg, while in Windsor, Glengarry Avenue was shut down near Caesars Windsor for a fire, and there was another one on Walker Road at Seminole Street. Nobody was hurt in any of those. Special rapporteur David Johnston will appear before a House of Commons committee on June 6th. He'll testify about his decision not to call a public inquiry into foreign interference in the last two federal elections. Global News says he called for changes before the next election. And it'll be 18 years in prison for the founder of the Oath Keepers for his role in the attack on the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. The Associated Press says Stuart Rhodes was convicted of seditious conspiracy. He's the first person convicted of that, and his sentence is the longest handed down so far. Hundreds of people face charges in the Capitol riot. 110 to 102 for the Windsor Express against London. That's pushed the series to Game 5, and that's tomorrow night. The Celtics took Game 5, 110 to 97 against the Heat in the NBA. Miami still leads that series 3-2. 7-2 for the Tigers against the White Sox, but the Jays lost to the Rays again 6-3. Canada beat Finland at the World Hockey Championship 4-1, and the Stars went into overtime against the Golden Knights, but won 3-2. Sunshine and 20 on the way today, down to 6 overnight tonight with clear skies. Sunny tomorrow and 24, and sunny 25 on Sunday. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.